And also this week, a community of microbes has been found living alive in 86 million year old deep sea clay. Although I say alive, but they're not exactly thriving. They seem to be surviving at the bare minimum energy requirement needed to qualify as being alive. Now, along with colleagues in Germany and in the USA, Hans Roy from Aarhus University in Denmark collected very long cylinders of mud, known as sediment cores, from deep under the Pacific Ocean seabed during a cruise of the current system known as the North Pacific Gyre. Writing in the journal Science, the team measured oxygen and carbon concentrations at different depths. They then measured the numbers of microbial cells. At the surface, they found 10 to the 8, that's 100 million cells per cubic centimetre of mud, but by 20 metres below the surface, which is in sediments laid down over 66 million years ago, they were finding just 1,000 cells per centimetre cubed. Further down, the cells were actually so sparsely distributed as to be uncountable using the techniques they were using, but evidence of their presence was still seen in oxygen consumption. The oxygen consumption rate did eventually sort of bottom out and reached a stable minimum, and the deepest microorganisms were consuming three orders of magnitude less oxygen than the same sorts of cells would in culture on the surface. And that incredibly low respiration rate suggests that they are existing in a sort of long-term stationary state, almost in suspended animation, subsisting on the bare minimum oxygen to survive, and that means they're unlikely to be growing or dividing. Our present understanding of microorganism respiration is built mainly on our experience of culturing fast-growing microbes at the surface. For obvious reasons, the microbes that have been interesting to us are things like the ones that infect us or affect our food chains and so on. So it's probably no surprise that what we discover deep under the seabed doesn't actually match with our expectations. And that's even less of a surprise when you think that this layer of sediment has seen no new food, no new carbon going in since the dinosaurs were walking on the surface.
That's incredible. These are definitely cells which are living off oxygen, because there are a lot of bacteria and things which could live off other forms of energy.
Because of the fact that these cores are actually oxic, there is oxygen there, they are looking at the consumption of oxygen and the turnover of carbon products. So there may be other species there that are anoxic, that are feeding on different types of cycle, and we certainly know that there are species of bacteria that can cope with no oxygen. But these in particular are looking at bacteria that respire oxygen, and this incredible slow life that they're having, given that they were probably buried, or certainly their ancestors were buried, something like 86 million years ago.